InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
You notice Roger Stone's been at the White House all week, and he's meeting with top officials and has been. I'm not going to tell you who he's meeting with right now. He's been meeting with the president for days. Now he's meeting with the people under him. I'll leave it at that. And White House has been very appreciative of my advice the last 20 days. I've been personally thanked because I was correct. And I don't know how they didn't come up with a strategy just to release all this stuff to begin with. But Trump didn't want to crash the economy, as I guessed 20 days ago. Said that, he said, release everything. I've been waiting for this a long time. Just like he said 4 days ago, he said, you know, I told them not to indict Hillary. I wanted to give them a pass, but they kept trying to destroy me in the country. So we're not giving any of them a pass. He said, Obama's got presidential immunity, but all the rest of them are going to prison. I was told that days ago and told you this is very serious this time. They're not playing games. And now Trump said it walking out to Marine One just about an hour and a half ago. We've got those clips. And you notice that the deep state on TV, all the rest of them are acting very scared right now. So my first approximation that Trump did not want to tank the stock market by bringing all this out and by indicting all these globalist leaders, because guaranteed the globals will try to crash it. But he said it may be the right thing, maybe the wrong thing, but we're doing it. Remember that clip on Tuesday in the little press conference inside the White House? So I figured all this out before it all came out, but now it's all come out. And I just say again, folks, that's why we had to wait for this to mature and figure out exactly what was going on. But with all the backstory, everything I know, I had a good idea, and it turns out that's the case. So amongst many things Trump said walking out to Marine One in an impromptu press gaggle, he said, we have a list, and it's Bill Clinton and all these other leaders and the head of Harvard and others and these different corporate leaders that would live with Epstein, and we're going to release it all. And so Trump's explained this when he was about to win in 2016. He said, no, let's not arrest Hillary. And we all got mad about it because he gave them a chance to stop, but they didn't stop. And so now you know where we are. So if you're tuned in on talk radio or local TV or watching on X at Real Alex Jones or Infowars.com/show, every day I ask you, because you have all the power of the Paul Revere's, to take that live feed or the refeed and share it on your email, your text message, your word of mouth, repost links on X, Instagram, everywhere, and then tell those you share it with to share it. And that creates what? The chain reaction. Well, today is a particular day that you definitely want to share this feed, because when we come back and join 460-plus radio stations that carry this broadcast, some don't carry the first five, I'm going to go into it all. And now things are crystal clear of what's going on. And it just shows the power of putting pressure on Trump when he makes missteps or doesn't think things out. And now that we've really educated him and informed him and briefed him about the Democrats making the whole Epstein thing their big move, that Trump has now gone on the offense, which is what he needs to do. So for all of you Q-type people that are always like, trust the plan. Don't try to influence him as constituents. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't directly advise the president. You live in a delusional fantasy land. I am Alex Jones, 31 years on air. I am known. When I tell people something, it's going on. It's happening. This isn't hype. This is the tip of the spear. And now we've turned the ship around, and Trump is getting ready to flamethrow the Clintons and all the rest of them, Bill Gates. We are in the moment of maximum danger right now. I am cutting this announcement on the evening of July 21st, 2025. That means you've got 8 days until next Tuesday, the 29th, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales yet at theyellowshowstore.com on some of the most amazing supplements in the world. We have the very best medical grade methylene blue. You can buy one bottle of liquid, already discounted, get one absolutely free. Just go research the medical effects, medical benefits of methylene blue, and understand we have the very best out there. USP grade, medical grade. We've given it to all our guests. They've all had amazing varying effects. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Only three or four of them have had no effect. That means your mitochondria is in great shape if you have no effect. But most of us need it. It has incredible benefits. The same is for the amazing Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and more. The sale goes until next Tuesday, the 29th of July, 2025, and it funds our operations. Get yours, and it funds the InfoWar. Right now, discounted. Buy one, get one free at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones. Get up!
Get up! Get on your feet! Attack! Clintons and the Obamas to back off and rub the white flag. And Trump gave him another offer in the last 20 days, and they took it as an opportunity to try to connect him to Epstein when all they've got is recycled crap and flimsy BS and fake witness reports that never went anywhere in their big investigation of him, really starting in 2013 when Obama had his phones tapped and knew he was going to be running for president. And I was one of 24 people targeted who the CIA and FBI believe are going to back Trump even before they recruited me a year later in 2014. Yeah, that was long before Trump announced I was recruited. So now this can be told, and a lot of it's been declassified. So Roger Stone, 50-year friend of Trump, one of his top advisors, has been there all week at the White House, and we've been having a lot of discussions and a lot of talks. He's meeting with the other top people after Trump left this morning. And we have basically given him the advice. I have given them my advice. I have been telling them intensely for 20 days, talking to the White House for 15, that they had been walked into a trap and that people would never put up with this if they'd made some secret deal with at least some echelons of the deep state to back off. That would be a double cross and that they were going to launch hearings, all the rest of it. Exactly what I said was going to happen happened. And now I have had 10 people I love in the White House in just the last 5 days thanked me personally for my advice and analysis, and that they were caught flat-footed. And now Trump is taking Roger's advice and my advice to go on an absolute scorched-earth rampage. So to say I'm pleased is an understatement. Trump on the way to Marine One outside the White House today, we'll be playing the clips in a moment, said, oh, because there's all sorts of lists and files and trials, and there's not just some list, it's not just some book, though Maureen Comey and the Democrats with the judge suppressed that, the Ghislaine Maxwell, and the trial that was about to launch of Epstein before he died 5 years ago. And it's now the Democrats now don't want all the stuff released, and now the other judges are coming out saying they don't want it released. They're all freaking out. And Trump said, you know what? Everybody should be looking at Bill Clinton and these corporate leaders and the head of Harvard. And he goes, you know, many of these men basically lived at Epstein's New York compound. And, of course, it was big paintings of Bill Clinton sitting in his house in a blue dress. That's how close these guys were. And as Trump said on the way to the helicopter, He said, I've never been to the island. Yeah, I've been on his plane when mine was broken a few times. That's all known with his wife and kids. So Trump knew this would be their new Russiagate. He thought, yeah, let's just move on from this because a lot of the establishment told him, no, 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 we won't go there. But whether the Democrats can't control themselves or whether it's a double cross, it's a mix of both, I can tell you now from people in on the meetings that Trump said, F it. And he already said this a week ago to Bondi. Anything that you can release that isn't victims, release it. Well, now he said, I want it released now. And he's already got a bunch of it, and he can declassify anything he wants. And so get ready. And there's all these different pots of files and garbage and FBI investigations by Obama, trying to reverse engineer things and parallel construct. These terms all mean things. Look them up if you don't know what they mean. To create fake cases against Trump and his orbit. And Kyle Serafin basically agreed with that yesterday, and he predicted all this 3-4 months ago. Very smart, former FBI agent, counterterrorism, and very famous whistleblower. So this is a big deal. And so you talk about an F around find out. You talk about a jump the shark moment by the Democrats. I was extremely angry 20 days ago. Gosh, more than 20 now. 21 days ago. When they came out with this Justice Department memo. And I said, clearly that's Trump. That wouldn't have been greenlit. A day later, he admits that, yeah, it was him. And then I've talked to White House officials that were in the meetings, and they're like, yeah, of course, we all had a big meeting. And, you know, Trump says this is too damaging to the country, plus it's old case, and let's just move on from this. And the Democrats didn't do that. And I knew they wouldn't. And then Trump's attempts to tell his constituents that you're with the Democrats if you bring this out, because the only files they left in New York are ones salted with BS, which, of course, this is the very group that creates fake dossiers and files and the Steele dossier and the impeachments and Russiagate and all the other garbage. So that was true when Trump, two Sundays ago, said, hey, they're the ones that were in control of this particular tranche that they raided back in March because they, quote, wouldn't give it up. And, of course, they took anything bad about their people out and just stuck recycled crap in. And then the Justice Department, as I told you, it was sent out across the FBI nationwide, these 14 terabytes of videos and documents and FBI interviews, which you wouldn't do if you were Trump covering up. And I guess Bondi and Trump didn't think of that. We kind of thought about it a little bit, but didn't harp on it. And then the FBI came back and said, sir, you are all over this. And so they went and brought to Trump what it was, and it was Trump's wife was a hooker that worked for Epstein and his modeling agency. None of that was true, recycled from 8 years ago, 8.5 years ago, 9 years ago. The Jane Does that were proven to be just fake made-up people that he supposedly raped with Epstein. And then handwritten notes that aren't even his signatures and just crap like that. That Maureen Comey, the cover-up artist of all the big Epstein cases, other than the first Florida one 20 years ago, have done. So you already heard all this. You already heard Pam Bondi say in March and April, oh, yeah, we got 14 terabytes. We've sent it out to the FBI. Then Kyle Serafin showed me his buddies in the FBI text in studio here the next month saying, yeah, they got it all. But then he heard from them, we can't really tell you why, but it's going nowhere now. Well, because Trump's in there. But that doesn't mean it's Trump screwing 15-year-old girls. We know it's the Mossad and CIA in there. That's old news. So that was the big argument from the CIA. And they're, sir, this is a joint operation. You know, the Clintons and went way back, and we just really need to, this is too dangerous. And they talked to the top Democrats. Yeah, sir, we'll roll over. Just please don't bring it out. And then they turn around and double-cross everything. Plus, Trump's handling of it created a giant Streisand effect. And so now their worst nightmare is about to happen. I mean, this is spectacularly bad for them. Ghislaine Maxwell has been seen with the feds, the deputy attorney general, with big boxes being photographed there in Tallahassee, there in Florida, going in and out of the building with the feds. Got all that right here. It's up on Drudge as well. The word is this deal's been made with her to flame throw Bill Gates, the Clintons, all the rest of them. And it was always known that they never had any dirt on Trump, or they would have used it. So it is going down now. As I told you, they have every intent of indicting Clapper, Coney, Brennan. They cannot indict Obama because he has presidential immunity, as I've been telling you. And now Trump even said that today in the press conference. So we're at about 98% accuracy on this in the last 21, 22 days. And it's not like I can just call somebody at the White House and they know everything that's going on. It's just a big, complex mess. They got a lot of other things going on. And it's not just Trump blowing up about this. He blows up about stuff that doesn't implicate him or isn't even associated with him if he thinks it's a diversion. He has the big issues he's into: stopping wars, getting the economy back, securing the border, stopping the fentanyl, shutting down the transgender brainwashing of kids. I mean, you know the Trump agenda. And so he yells at people behind the scenes when they bring up other side issues. And he sees it as a side issue. He sees it as very destructive for the country and the economy. He wants to recover the economy and dismantle the deep state. He's already cut back 96% of the human trafficking across the border. They've now rescued, now the number's 50,000 kids that's coming out. They've now discovered it's 500,000 kids that they smuggled in. Those numbers are all coming out. And they're scaling up enforcement, doing a superlative job. And I understand Trump's frustration after them setting him up with all these hoaxes, but he handled it absolutely terribly. But it's working out now, not because it's going to make the Democrats release the stuff, as some delusionals thought. Trump can do whatever he wants. He's currently the president. No, it's forcing him to do it because the deep state and the globalist and Obama and the left would not stop. And so Trump literally said earlier in the week, we'll have to indict them all on all this stuff, and, you know, may hurt the country, and, you know, might not be the right thing to do, but I'm doing it. So I'd already been told he was going to do that. I was very excited to learn that on Tuesday from sources. And I'm not saying Roger Stone's one of those sources meeting every day with the president for hours on end behind closed doors, but he is in the White House right now meeting with the other top officials under Trump. He'll tell you who after. And they're quarterbacking it all right now. Thousands of kids vanished during Biden's border chaos, condemned to a conveyor belt of rape and abuse. Amnesty International found 82% of children trapped across the border were raped. And it wasn't by Don Johnson in Machete Kills. That's movies. 99% of the rape was committed by coyotes, smugglers who are Hispanic. And I'm not demonizing Hispanic people in general, but the culture and the media says white people commit the most crimes and the most terror and the most rape. And statistically, it's the opposite. Asians commit the less violent crime and then whites. Just fact. But no matter, Don Johnson's blasting pregnant Hispanics. So it's, you know, oh God, white people are killing us. No, we're not. Newsflash. You're killing us. That percentage of you that are criminals. And they're killing you too. That damn Democrat, you better be Democrat mayor because Republicans never win in Minnesota. Minneapolis literally saying white people are a scourge and all this crap with his evil eyes. It's unbelievable. So that's all coming up. So the New World Order wanted to have a head-on collision. They're going to get it. Trump's DOJ likely to dangle plea deal if Ghislaine Maxwell gives up Clint, dirt the Clintons. Well, I mean, that's not likely. I can tell you that's already what's going on. Told you that last week. Ghislaine Maxwell seemed carrying mystery box into prison after a secret meeting with Trump DOJ. Trump's DOJ sitting on more than 100,000 pages of unreleased Epstein materials, New York Times. Yeah, they act like they just discovered it. Maybe they'll get themselves another Pulitzer Prize for their fake Russiagate reporting. That's what Pam Bondi said in those press conferences, because that's what they had. And I talked to the FBI agents who got the documents. Trump had no idea that they'd stuck stuff in there about him. See, acting completely innocent. Oh, yeah, take all this. What? And he goes, it's Russia, Russia, Russia again, which it is. And because now we know the type of crap that was in there, just as I predicted. And now Johnson's talked about it, Trump's talked about it, more recycled crap, just as I predicted. They always behave the same. Just like Russiagate, they recycle every year the same lies, thinking you don't remember. And so Trump said, that's it. That's it. We're releasing the meat and potatoes, along with the crap about him. So this is absolutely massive. How a frantic scouring of the Epstein files consumed the Justice Department. New York Times. And they act like, again, they're breaking this. Pam Bondi and all of them announced they were scouring the stuff that the Democrat-controlled FBI in New York of the Southern District with Maureen Comey was hiding. Trump deflects on giving Ghislaine Maxwell pardon clemency. That's not what he actually did. We'll play the clip. The bill is coming due. House GOP braces for Epstein crisis to intensify. That's right. So now Trump has made the right decision and said, bring it all out. All right, let's start getting to the clips, ladies and gentlemen. This is a big deal. We're live at 11:20 Central, 12:20 Eastern PM, 11:20 AM Central, 10:20 Mountain, 9:20 Pacific. And however you're listening, tell your friends, your family, everybody else, tune in now at Real Alex Jones on X, or if you're not on X, on Rumble to the Alex Jones channel. Just type in my name or InfoWars, there's the channel. And, of course, InfoWars.com/show. And tell folks about those local AM and FM stations you're listening to as well. That's our little ace in the hole. Such massive audience out there on talk radio. Something the left has overlooked, trying to shut us down over the years. And they took me off the internet. For all those years, I'm afraid talk radio kept us up. So, continuing, let's go ahead now and go to Trump says he has a list and is going to release it. And then he fingers Clinton's, which are confirmed, the head of Harvard, and a bunch of hedge fund managers. It's all coming out about Ehud Barak, Israel, and more. Go ahead and play clip two, and then go to clip one. It says he never went to Epstein Island. Here it is.
Todd Blanche is a great gentleman. He's a great man. He's a great lawyer. He's got a great heart. But he's over there now. I don't know exactly what's happening, but I certainly can't talk about pardons.
Can you trust what she's telling him? She's a convicted trafficker who's eager to get out of prison.
Well, you know, he's a professional lawyer. I think he's been through things like this before. But, you know, you should focus on Clinton. You should focus on the president of Harvard, the former president of Harvard. You should focus on some of the hedge fund guys. I'll give you a list. These guys lived with Jeffrey Epstein. I sure as hell didn't. Thank you very much. Well, I don't want to talk about that. What I do want to say is that Todd is a great attorney, but you ought to be speaking about Larry Summers. You ought to be speaking about some of his friends that are hedge fund guys. They're all over the place. You ought to be speaking about Bill Clinton, who went to the island 28 times. I never went to the island.
Do you maintain you did not write a letter for Jeffrey Epstein's birthday?
I don't even know what they're talking about. Now, somebody could have written a letter and used my name, but that's happened a lot. All you have to do is take a look at the dossier, the fake dossier. Everything's fake with that administration. Everything's fake with the Democrats. Take a look at what they just found about the dossier. Everything is fake. They're a bunch of sick people. Where did you see the people laying outside?
And he got asked about the deputy head of the DOJ, the deputy attorney general, meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell as we speak about a pardon. And here's what he had to say. Clip four.
Would you consider a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell if cooperated?
It's something I haven't thought about. It's really something.
Recommended
it's something I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
But you wouldn't rule it out, sir.
Mr. President, why has the dollar?
Now, I want to go to clip 23. This is a former high-level CIA and Defense Department operative, Steve Pachinik, years ago, breaking down exactly who Jeffrey Epstein worked for, all the people involved. He was on my show a decade ago. Everything he said was accurate about it. And the fact that Trump, from the very beginning, has been the one exposing it and who first referred Epstein 20 years ago for criminal prosecution when he found out some of the things he was up to in Palm Beach. Here is a part of Pachinik.
This is Dr. Pachinik. I want to talk about the Epstein pedophilia ring. What it really is a Mossad Israeli operative ring, which goes back decades and decades, all the way to the time even where the Liberty ship was attacked by Israeli planes, unmarked Israeli planes, during the Six-Day War, and Israel said they didn't do it. Well, that was a lie. Israel has not been our greatest ally. It's been our greatest enemy. They were also involved in 9/11 and the Standout Wolfowitz's deputy. It confirmed that to me. Israeli Mossad operatives who I interrogated and threatened confirmed that to me, and I put away two Mossad operatives. The key to this Epstein problem of pedophilia is the fact that it goes back decades. Jeff Epstein was picked out by the Mossad as the proper agent of influence because, number one, he was grandiose. Two, he had some intelligence, but came from a poor Jewish background, had no real education, did not speak a foreign language, and was so narcissistic that they could manipulate him up and down and create a false front for him, which involved the fact that he had multi-million dollars or multi-billion dollars. He may have no money. It's not even relevant. But to make sure that Jeffrey Epstein was working properly, they had an operative from the Mossad who was named Maxwell, the daughter of Robert Maxwell, one of the greatest crooks in the world, who was an Israeli Mossad operative. When he died in 1991, he was either killed or he died. He was one of the biggest contributors to Israeli national security of anybody else. So his daughter was the control operative of Jeff Epstein. At the same time, we had NXIVM in New York City, which was run by a non-Jew named Renier, but controlled by two Jewish women, the Bronfman family. And they, in turn, were propagating pedophilia. Now, why is pedophilia so lethal? From an intelligence point of view, from my point of view, as an intelligence operative and a counterintelligence operative, one of the most disgusting things that you can do in the intelligence world is to double you up or co-opt you through the use of a honey trap, but not only an adult honey trap, but a child. When you use a child, you pretty much terrorize that child so that you know anybody who's gotten involved with pedophilia cannot speak out, the child can't say anything, and it's a legitimate way to denigrate both the operative and the problem itself, the children. Nevertheless, the Mossad incurred so many operatives that were involved with pedophilia under the Epstein ring and under the NXIVM ring with the two Bronfman daughters that you're talking about thousands of people. Now, it also goes all the way up into the presidency. It goes into the Bush family, Bush Jr., Jeb. It goes into Clinton's, as we know, Hillary,
Bill Clinton. Let's stop there. There's a lot more to this. It's all dead on. And remember, then you have Peter Nygaard with his own Caribbean island, not even hiding the fact they were bringing babies to term and harvesting their organs and sucking out their bone marrow and injecting them into rich men. And you've got Bush Sr. visiting with him and the rest of it. And, of course, them running their modeling agencies and all the rest of it. So Trump was on the periphery of all this and all the entertainment things he did, casinos, golf courses, hotels, shops, steaks, wine, beauty pageants, all of it. He did know Epstein, but 20 years ago decoupled from him, and they know that. So they're trying to connect all this in. It's a nothing burger, but with the files the CIA and the DOJ has on the Clintons and others, we have total proof, and now Trump's decided to start bringing it out. They wanted a war. They've got one. We'll be right back with this critical intel you won't get anywhere else. Share the live feed now.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got methyl drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone that wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all of that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you asked me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, you're getting as close to the truth as there is on this broadcast. That's why the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, the big think tanks, the globalist-controlled CIA, the Justice Department are all on record trying to shut me down. That's why I was target number one in 2013 when they knew Trump was secretly preparing to run. But under wiretap and national security investigation by Obama, that's been declassified. And it wasn't a secret that 9 years ago I was giving Trump advice and right through. But that's one reason they've come after me. And for all the viewers and listeners, it was a minority of you, but still a large group. They got really pissed 22 days ago when I came out and said, this is a horrible memo to say there is no list and he killed himself and he acted alone and it wasn't human trafficking, case closed. I know these agencies are saying it'll bring down the government if you do this. I know the insiders are telling you they'll go away and roll over if you do it. Don't trust them. And I said, I know this is Trump. Then before I could even make phone calls to confirm it, he came out and said it was him. And then in press conference at the press conference said, move on. And anybody that keeps pushing this is a dupe of the Democrats. And then I got viciously attacked by the influencers and people that just think whatever the current thing is Trump's saying, you better go along with. No, Anytime Trump gets the right information, he makes the right decision, as Roger Stone has said. Roger Stone has been horrified and talking to Trump every day. And he went up there Sunday. He's been in the White House every day since then. He is meeting right now, after Trump left, he's been meeting with him, with the other top administration officials. And I mean the other top administration officials, the cabinet. And he's not there discussing who's the most well-dressed. And he's been giving them the exact advice that I've been giving them, that I've been giving other White House officials who have agreed with me. And I've had for at least 15 days, it's over 10 White House officials call me and ask, what do you think we should do? And what do you think's going on? And 15 days ago or so, I'd say, well, what's Trump saying? He just gets mad and says he doesn't want to hear about it and tells people shut up. And I talked to Roger, and back 15 days ago, that's what he was getting. He said it was very frustrating and very uncharacteristic. But Roger said basically he was told, and I'm not going to say about Trump, just okay, that it was the CIA and the DOJ saying, listen, this will bring the government down, these people. I mean, this stuff is bad. And they've also stuck recycled stuff, nothing really bad about you, but embarrassing to suck you into it. And Trump's like, all right, move on. That was the trap. I said, watch, the Democrats are going to come at you now with this. It doesn't matter if they talk to some of the high-level ones. The Democrat caucus and all the people in Congress, they're not going to stop. Now, notice now that Trump, starting that last week, said, okay, go ahead and release the court files and the grand juries and the bank records and all that. Now they're like, whoa, 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 no, 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 no. They want to selectively leak what Maureen Comey ran off with, that she stuck in there over the years with the other operatives under Brennan Comey and Clapper, talking about Maureen Comey under her dad who held the files. And we now know what happened. Trump ordered it sent out to the FBI, having no idea they'd salted it. The FBI came back with messages and said that, yeah, this is all in here. And they came to Trump and said, let's make a deal. That was all a double, triple cross. And now Trump is, you know what? I'll just release all of the stuff. And he already told the DOJ to do that last week, last Wednesday. And so is he only dangling that again to get them to shut it down? Not because he's covering for himself, but because it's going to really hurt the United States of America. But I think in the end, it's for the best when this stuff comes out. We need a cleansing of this. And obviously, it's not just the stuff that, you know, Comey left in the file in New York. There's a lot of other stuff that FBI agents and people have over the years that Trump's now got. And we already know the blueprint and the Mossad CIA MI6 operation. And that was the final national security issue for Trump, was the agencies were saying, you just cannot bring this out, that our government was involved with Mossad running pedophile rings and more. But now, because they tried to connect Trump to it, at least in these meetings, I've been told, Trump said, F it, release everything but the victims. So, and even, you know, Michael Wolff, the guy that wrote all the books attacking Trump, you know, said Epstein believed Trump was first to report his activities to police in 2004 after Palm Beach real estate dispute. Well, that's what Rogers said over a decade ago, and that's been proven. Then Epstein's brother pops up and says, oh, no, my brother said Trump was a crook and bad with no evidence. So the Democrats in the deep state have miscalculated yet again. Trump cares about stopping war, boosting the economy, and cutting crime and boosting morale. And this is not going to boost morale overall, but it will for Trump's constituents. And if Trump makes good and really starts releasing this and he starts indicting people, they won't just keep the House and Senate. I predict they will gain 30-plus seats in the House and 3 or 4 seats in the Senate. So, again, 22 days ago, I was trying to figure out what the hell was going on. We already had a good idea over the last 6 months with what was unfolding and the direction they were going, that they were going to release it all. And then they say, sure, you're in there. And then Trump comes out and says, yeah, it's a bunch of Russiagate made up crap. I know they always recycle stuff. Jane Doe's, Pelosi. Oh, we learned he was on the plane. Notice they didn't say to the island. It's not a secret he's on the plane. But they know, a lot of people don't know that. And then these handwritten notes, they aren't even a signature. All of this is exactly what I predicted weeks ago they would pull. And of course, it's now coming out that Hillary Clinton personally approved the plan to share Trump-Russia allegation with the president 2016 campaign manager. It's all being set up by the CIA and Obama, Brendan Clapper Comey. They gave it to Hillary, and now they're even trying to burn her and act like she did it on her own. While they go out on TV, Clapper, Brendan Comey, and say, oh, no, no, Obama ordered it. Who has presidential immunity? So they believe that will extend to them. So this is a coup. This is espionage. This is corporate governmental espionage by Obama stay-behind networks. Now let's go back to Tom Clancy's co-author and former CIA Army Special Operations psychological warfare expert psychiatrist, who is doesn't like to talk about it on air because he got under grand jury investigations when he did on my show over a decade ago. He ran government overthrows all over the world. He manipulated the communists and all sorts of stuff in Italy. He was involved in Operation Gladio. That's come out in documents. I mean, he definitely, the classic stuff you think of a CIA person doing, most of them are just analysts and propagandists and pay people off. No, that's not what Pachinik did. He actually did all the operations on the ground, the really, let's just say, dark stuff. And but I don't need to believe him. Everything he's saying here is true. Let's go to the rest of what he broke down a few years ago.
Now, it also goes all the way up into the presidency. It goes into the Bush family, Bush Jr., Jeb. It goes into Clinton's, as we know, Hillary, Bill Clinton, who's a pathological liar to the nth degree, to Obama, who had a history of homosexuality and pedophilia, all the way down to the Bushes and beyond that. So what the Israelis did under the tutelage of two brilliant Mossad chiefs, Halevi and Yatom, both of whom used pedophilia as a honey trap to encapsulate any one of our operatives in America. Jeff Epstein was a willing operative. He willingly was involved in pedophilia. The Israelis knew that. They created his storyline. They made believe he was a billionaire. Wexner was the theoretical backup man to him. And ironically, he was in Bear Stearns, which was another corrupt Jewish firm that went under, along with Drexel Burnham, another corrupt Jewish firm. So we have a lot of corruption here, which goes all the way back to 9/11, when we had Jews like Silverstein, who had the lease to the World Trade Center. We had Lowry. We had Lauder. And we had Eisenberg, all of whom were involved in the stand down and the false flag of 9/11. So from 9/11 on, Trump understood that the Israelis had been involved in an intelligence service and in compromising America. He never forgot that. And what he did blatantly was to turn around, and on a certain day, he decided he was going to indict every one of the Mossad operatives, as well as the Israelis, on charges of pedophilia. Not on charges of spying, because that wouldn't work. But Acosta, the Secretary of Labor, was correct when he said that Epstein got off of the prosecutor's indictment in Florida because he worked in the intelligence service. Now, it's not only the Mossad that's involved. Clearly, the CIA was involved, and it was the old CIA and not the present CIA. Why do I say that? Because the heroes of this picture is not only Trump and the White House, but it really involves what I consider to be my deep state, which is what I've talked about for 20 years, the people at the NSA, the NRO, the NGA, the CIA, the new CIA, and other intelligence organizations, which blew this operation apart over the past 10 to 20 years, because in their NSA sweep of our telephones, or the metadata, as they called it, they had picked up Israeli compromises all over the United States and in the world. What we have now is a real problem with Israel. And Israel had been placed on notice because our ambassador, the Jewish ambassador there, as well as Kushner, have made a very clear statement. Israel, you're on notice. If you do not make a peace treaty with the Palestinians, there will be more serious repercussions than you imagine. The beginning of the takedown of your Mossad operatives, who were all present, and we will put them in prison, is just the beginning of what we can do to the future of Israel. Now, as a Jew, I am not proud what American Jews have done. For the most part, I find them to be arrogant, ignorant, totally devoid of any world culture, totally devoid of understanding what happened to us in the Holocaust, totally devoid of understanding what Israel is really about. And it isn't the sanctimonious state that people think it is, because I was there in the 1980s when they created Hamas. I was there when the generals were terrorizing Palestinians and the Intifada was created. But let me quote to you my rabbi, and it turns out to be a family member, Soloveitchik, who said, in order to be a good Jew or a good human, you have to follow the righteous way and avoid evil. Thank you and good night.
And now even the former head of Israeli intelligence came out, I've got a statement here, yesterday, and said Israel is destroying itself in live time. The whole world is watching, and it doesn't mean I support the Muslims in any of that. It's just the kids starving to death, getting killed, driving them out. It is a genocide in front of the world. Now, the same left that's against that loves Ukraine, that's even bigger. And of course, you know, the left is all allied with Islam, period. But the point is that what Netanyahu is doing to stay in power, Netanyahu is now the biggest enemy of Israel's existence in the world. And the mindlessness of Christian Zionists in the United States saying support whatever Netanyahu does, because the Bible says you're going to go to hell if you don't support Israel. Did the Bible say support Herod? Did the Bible say support Saul? No, God's constantly dealing with Israel. Is Israel special in God's plan? Is it where the Abrahamic religions came from? Absolutely. Do Jews do exceptionally good things? Yes. Do they do exceptionally bad things like any group? Yes. But the point is that anybody can look at what Israel's doing right now. Israel was not even listed in the top 10 biggest threats ever in world polls by Gallup. Now they're seen as the number one threat in the world and the worst country in the world. Now, I don't think that's the case. Probably North Korea is probably the most evil. You got Jews by the hundreds of thousands protesting every week against this. So there's a lot of different groups there. But the leadership of Israel and what they're doing on this live, real life, macabre Truman show, where they're just shooting five-year-old Palestinians trying to fish and blowing little kids' heads off live on TV, and hundreds of thousands waving their arms begging for food and getting shot when they go into the UN food areas. This is out of control. And in response to the war between factions of the CIA and Mossad, and that's what's going on over the U.S. government right now, Israel, to a great extent, has penetrated the White House and is trying to not just control foreign policy or Middle East policy, it's trying to control general policy. And when I say Israel, I mean Netanyahu, who goes back to the neocons and Wolfowitz and Pearl and Fife and Cheney and all of them. And it's the same group that was heavily involved in 9/11 that is involved in all this right now. And if you know that, you then understand, will there be a giant false flag against Israel? Or another stand down like October 7th, or will there be a big false flag here in America to be blamed on Iran? Will they kill Trump and blame Iran? I mean, that is the next card to be played when you study all of this. So I don't come at these criticisms of Israel, and I mean that when I say it. That's I legitimately don't want to have Israel destroyed. I legitimately am not in the camp that just thinks anything bad in the world has got to be the Jews. But at the same time, I'm not in a camp to sit there and not point out Israel's very sophisticated, very powerful, has very smart people, a bunch of them evil, and that everybody wants to rule the world, as they say. Well, Israel's trying to do it. through control in the United States. And the world sees it, and the chutzpah we're witnessing, you know, goeth before the fall. Arrogance, hubris, bravada goeth before the fall. There's different words for chutzpah, like hubris and bravada and megalomania and arrogance. And you got a lot of Jewish newspapers saying this is insane, stop now, like Haaretz and others. And then you've got other ones saying this is great, we dominate America, we're taking over, ha ha, he he. You got all these rabbis on TV saying Americans are our slaves and they'll do whatever we tell them. And then the world sees this. And people see you talking like that. And the world is really, really getting upset with Israel. And then Israel's got nuclear weapons. So if Israel gets in enough trouble and starts getting invaded, they're going to use them. Just like Russia. Russia's got its problems. I don't work for Russia. But NATO's starting a war that all the major war games show will end up leading to a nuclear war. And we keep going up the threat escalation ladder with these provocations. So, you know, Russia's a major detonator. Taiwan and China's a major detonator. The Middle East and Israel and Iran's a major detonator. For things getting out of control and the guns of August. Similar to what we saw at the start of World War I. But this time I got nuclear weapons and bioweapons and a bunch of other nasties. Here is President Trump talking about Crossfire Hurricane and the coup plot and saying, yeah, Obama, you know, we can't really indict him, but we can indict his adjuncts. As I told you, that's the plan for people in the meetings. Now he's saying it publicly. Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. President. How do you think that the Supreme Court ruling that benefited you on presidential immunity would apply to former President Barack Obama and what you're accusing him of doing?
It probably helps him a lot. Probably helps him a lot, the immunity ruling. But it doesn't help the people around him at all. But it probably helps him a lot. Well, he's done criminal acts, there's no question about it. But he has immunity, and it probably helps him a lot.
Live on the White House.
Obama owes me big.
What are the details of the UK trade agreement you're hoping to fine tune with the Prime Minister?
This week we want to talk about
that's pretty interesting. They're talking about the, I guess, Prime Minister of UK now, but that was an interesting response from Trump to the question about Obama asked whether the Supreme Court ruling about Trump's presidential immunity would give cover to Obama, and Trump just said there, yes, it probably would help Obama avoid prosecution, but not the people around him. So that's probably a little insight into the way the DOJ...
All right, so that's from the American Journal this morning. The full press conference is at InfoWars.com. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to start the second hour. Roger Stone is still in the White House. He'll be on a little bit into the next hour. He may even do that interview from the White House. His hotel's across the street. And so look for that. Now, before we go to break, we're running a massive sale that ends next Tuesday at midnight. You can get a bottle of our ultramethylene blue. You've seen the rave reviews. Already discounted, get a bottle of the capsules or the liquid free when you buy one bottle. Same goes for the incredible Irish Sea Moss Super Nutrient Complex and the same with the Shilajit gummies. The Irish Sea Moss gummies, the Shilajit gummies, and methylene blue. All buy one bottle, get another bottle free at thealexjonesstore.com. Chase Geiser just toured the folks at Bigley. Here it is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at the Bigley Manufacturing and Production and Fulfillment Center. It's one of the most impressive things that I've ever seen in my entire life. You can see here, we've got some amazing products like the Ultra Methylene Blue capsules, light you up like a Christmas tree. We've got the tincture version of it as well, which makes you feel like you're plugged directly into the wall. Amazing new Irish Sea Moss. We've got the power plant, which is incredible, especially if you take it with the methyl drive. We call it the power drive. But this is one of the most impressive operations that I've ever seen. So many people working day and night to fulfill orders. We're shipping out orders within 72 hours of them being placed on the alexjonesstore.com, and it's all possible because you support us at the alexjonesstore.com. But you can see over here, we've got shirts lined up. They're all numbered in the system so we can run by and fulfill orders as quickly as possible. There's dozens of people running around here right as we speak, just fulfilling orders like crazy, and you're the reason that Alex Jones is always going to be on the air. Let me show you some more.
Yeah, you can see here that they've just got stacks and stacks and stacks in this warehouse of product and product and product. And a lot of these are the Shilajit gummies, which are one of our best sellers. You can see them labeled up here. We've got the Shilajit capsules. We've got the methylene blue. We've got silver coins lined up. They lock those up in the back because they're so valuable. And they're absolutely incredible collector's items. Plus shirts upon shirts, hats upon hats. I want to show you a little bit about how the hats and the shirts are produced. Tell me a little bit about how this machine works, what you're doing over here.
So this is a UV printer. This is a machine that basically, if we want to put any design on something that is not apparel, this is what we do. It's mainly for putting on leather so that we can cut them out and put them on the heads, make them all nice and everything like that.
So you're printing the leather right over here, and then after it gets printed out, it goes over here to Cowboy to polish up?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about what you do over here and polishing the leather and stuff.
Well, what I do over here is I take these patches that come from an engraver and a UV printer over there. I get them all cleaned up with the silo soap and everything, makes them more supple, easier to deal with when we're doing what we need to do with them, putting them on the hats. And then I take this mink oil, this right here, and I take a good generous portion of it off my finger and put it on each patch. And that gives it basically a water-resistant barrier. It makes it to where it's impervious to the elements. And then if people at home want to treat the hats again after they get them, they're more than welcome to do that. That'll extend the life of your hat and just gives it an all-around better look.
Essentially, we get the orders in. We organize the graphics we get. We create layouts. And then we put the ink down, the adhesive powder. Big heater dries them on, and then we ship them off to pressers.
This is upstairs of the facility where Bigly produces everything for the AlexJonesStore.com. These people handle web development, email campaigns, text campaigns, everything that we need to stay operational and ensure that the InfoWars audience gets all the products that they need as quickly as possible and knows about all the incredible deals. So go to the AlexJonesStore.com and support us right now. Keep Alex Jones on the air.
We could not be doing any of this without the fabulous folks at Bigly. We would be off the air. And look at all those Americans. A ton of them are veterans. They're in Fayetteville. They've got hundreds of employees. They don't just represent us, but dozens of other big talk show hosts like Steven Crowder, the Hodge Twins, and so many others. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements and more. And Tuesday is the last day to get one bottle of the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Irish Sea Moss. Already discounted, get a second bottle free, and that keeps us on the air. But these are really incredible products. Now, go take action. Now, look on screen. He got to his hotel from the White House, days and days meeting there. Roger Stone has incredible news. Trump is going on the offense on Epstein. Woo. I'm so glad he got good advice. Roger's fresh off meetings with the other top people, right under the president. We'll be right back in 2 minutes with Roger Stone of StoneZone.com. Share the live feeds now, Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds now, right now. So we had Stuart Rhodes, the founder of Oath Keepers, former J6 political prisoner, constitutional lawyer, so much more on, paratrooper. And he wanted to try methylene blue like so many other guests have done live on air. I got so busy with all the Iran war stuff and the commies rioting. So you ever get him to take it on air? All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feeling really great to fog lifting to just over the top crying and feel so good. Especially the first time you take it. Electrochemical in the mitochondria, cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultra methylene blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. He's like, hey, are we doing methylene blue? So he's going to take it now. But guys, don't forget when he's on Owen. So maybe if he forgets before he's going to go off, to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. I've had like out of 300 plus people we've given it to, two people did not feel it. That means your mitochondria is in perfect shape. So start going to take a half dropper or so, that's about a half dose, and then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're gonna find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes, starts peaking after a couple hours, but you're gonna be on Owen, so please, before you go, just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're gonna tell everybody.
20 minutes later.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep.
Yeah, right. I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, that, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we got to maybe try it again.
I think it's Methylene Blue.